And I think something you have to keep in mind, whether it's Gavin Stone or anybody else, for a lot of them, it's the first time in their entire life they have struggled with the game of baseball.
100% correct. When you spend your entire life working towards a goal, like making the major leagues, it's an absolutely huge goal. Not very many people get to do it. You play all the little league, you play all the high school, you play the college baseball at UCA. You have the no-hitter the last time that you throw for them. Then you get in, you get drafted in a draft that was shortened in 2020, barely in the fifth round. Then you go to work, then you become the minor league pitcher of the year, and you get there right at the top, and then it doesn't work out. That's disappointing. So you have two choices. You can either let that disappointment have you mope around about it and feel sorry for yourself and let it derail your career, or you can pick yourself up, you can make the adjustments, you can make the changes, and you can go to work and get back to being the pitcher that you always have been.
There were two things, talking with the pitching coaches, they felt he really needed to work on to be successful at the big league level. And one was fastball location, so it could play off his – or his changeup could play off it better, because guys were just seeing the changeup out of the hand and basically taking it. And the other was being able to get in on left-handers. And he developed a cutter in the middle of the season because of that. And he had traditionally thrown more of a regular slider before then, but now started to work in harder cutter as well. That, and not only utilized left-handers, but right-handers as well. But the main purpose was to be able to get in on left-handed batters. So it was a process. You know, his first few starts with Oklahoma City as he was trying new stuff did not go well. But as the good ones do, they put it together. They figured it out. And I remember And Gavin, the specific turning point was right before the All-Star break, a game against Albuquerque where he was dominant.
So has Gavin Stone made the adjustments that he needs to make? I would say definitely. I'm going to show you why on this video and how he's done it. But one thing that about being a major league pitcher is you get there and you think, okay, well, if I sequence perfectly, if I land all of my movements to my pitch and I do everything perfectly and I bring my A game, I can get major league outs. That's one thing. But what makes a major league pitcher that can withstand the test of time and have staying power is what happens when I don't have my A-game stuff. What happens whenever I do hang a couple of pitches or I'm not perfect with my location? Can I still get through five or six innings, stay off of barrels enough to keep my team in the game on those nights? It's called margin for error. That's what Gavin Stone's given himself by putting back in the right turn to his two-seam, the left turn to his cutter, which has allowed him to get back to his tumbling changeup for swing and miss. He's given himself margin for error that we saw the other day. So let's take a look at it. Here is his first pitch of the day the other day. For Gavin Stone, this is a high riding four seam. So let's take a look at that right there. See that location there? But yet that location is going to ride the top of the zone. See that? And then this next pitch, watch this right there. Same location, exact same location, but watch this right turn. Whoop, right there. See how that ends up on the outer half? That right there, two different fastballs. That is how Gavin Stone has kept himself from getting ambushed early in the count. And we know when Gavin Stone gets ahead in the count, he has two different ways that he can get guys out. He can turn a slider left, or he can tumble a changeup, something he used both of those pitches four strikeout pitches. So let's take a look at this first hitter, a lefty here, right there, slider. In the dirt, he starts that in a location that the lefty thought it was going to be a strike, couldn't hold up, and so there you go. Got ahead with the four seam, used the same tunnel, slid the thing to the outer half of the plate, turned it right, then turned a ball left to get the strikeout. Tremendous sequencing and even better execution for Gavin Stone. So here's the second hitter. So you've seen him against a lefty. How about against a righty? Now he goes to that four slot. And when I say four slot, that one right there on that outer half, on the bottom corner, the Dodgers call out the four slot because if you do a number system as far as the quadrants of the strike zone, that is where the four slot would be. So now you've seen movement to get ahead in the count. Now you're seeing location. So Gavin Stone is using both movement and location to keep from getting ambushed again so he can get back to guess what? His changeup against righties. So now he's ahead again like he was the first hitter. How is he going to get this hitter out? Being a right-hander versus a lefty, let's see right here. How does he do it? Well, he pulls a slider. He tried to go with the exact same sequence as he did with the lefty. Did not execute, so then there's the changeup. Boom. Exact same sequence. A little bit different location for the first pitch to the right-hander because he did go down and away because that's a better pitch to a righty than it is a lefty. Lefties tend to hit that pitch a little bit better. So he used that four-slot location. He used the high-riding four-seam for his first pitches of the sequence to get back to his two-seam, and then he was going to try to use the slider to, as his out pitch, but then whenever he pulled the slider to the righty, he went to his bread-and-butter changeup, and it was game, set, and match. So when Gavin Stone goes great, that's the sequence right there that has allowed him to get ahead in the count without getting ambushed, and we've always known he has the put-away pitches. So what has that done for him? There's that two-seam riding in. It's actually allowed him to have a margin for error. There's that changeup again, and then here is another slide. See, he's still pulling a slider to touch. Right here, one gets away, but what I want you to see is here in just a second, right there. See, that's middle right there. But the speed of it's very good. But that is a pitch to where if the hitter had any idea what speed was coming, again, I'm going to say it again, using speed, movement, and location to get out is not old school. It is the right school. You see right there, when you change speeds, you change locations, and you move the ball. That's what it does to major league hitters. You've seen it with your own eyes. That is Gavin Stone to a T, and it's given him what I call margin for error right there. See, he's let a couple of balls get away from him, and then he actually hangs one right there. That's the pitch I'm talking about. That's the one that last year, because he wasn't locating, he wasn't turning the ball in two different directions, that's the pitch right there that goes 9,000 feet, and then everything unravels from there from Gavin Stone. So you've seen him leak a little bit. This is his third inning. But even though he's leaking, this is what I was talking about earlier. This isn't his A stuff that you're seeing right here, but he's still getting outs. And that's when you know you have a pitcher that is becoming a really tried and true major league pitcher whenever they start not having their A stuff and they're still able to get outs. Gavin Stone was able to do that the other day.
Yeah, and this is going to be a very big spring for Gavin Stone, too. Mm-hmm. We talked about some potential openings in this Dodgers roster. There's not a lot of openings that they have going into spring training, but one of them could be a fifth rotation spot with Walker Buehler not starting the season on the Dodgers roster. That opens up a spot in this rotation. It could be filled by Gavin Stone, a Michael Grove, a Kyle Hurt, even a Ryan Yarbrough could be in competition if they want to go exclusively the veteran route. Look for some of those signs. This is spring training. This is very early. They're trying to get their feel. Think about the process when we're talking about spring training. But I also hope that he goes out and is able to have a really good dominant where he's able to get ahead in counts. I think that's going to be really key and a really important factor to look out for. Those adjustments that he works so hard for during the course of this past season, see those adjustments get implemented in spring training game.
People have been counting Gavin Stone out his entire life. They've been telling him he's too small. He did not. I mean, he went to a smaller Division I school, University of Central Arkansas. He did get drafted in the fifth round, but I'm just telling you, people that doubt Gavin Stone, that's fuel to his fire.